Now, I remember going to the NSABP meeting 2 years ago, which is just a couple weeks after the bevacizumab IFL data were presented. They were talking about an adjuvant trial. Within a very short period of time, it was up and running, and it is up and running right now. I know in lung cancer, also, there's been a lot of discussion now in the last couple months about adjuvant bevacizumab. What about breast?
So there's a tremendous amount of interest in the breast cancer world as well. In ECOG, there are plans for a pilot trial to get ready for a big adjuvant trial looking at bevacizumab. And in that pilot trial, their plan is to look at bevacizumab in combination with AC followed by Taxol given on a dose-dense schedule. There'll be two arms on that pilot study, as I understand it, one in which the bevacizumab will be given during both the anthracycline-based therapy and the taxane. The other arm, patients will receive four cycles of AC and then will start on paclitaxel plus bevacizumab. And that's really designed to try to get a handle on toxicity in the adjuvant setting, specifically to try to make sure that there isn't a problem with cardiac toxicity. And from there, the plan is to move on to a large adjuvant trial.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Weiner, please turn to the second CD.